Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, glad you could join us on this Friday morning. Beautiful start to the weekend. Mostly sunny skies today, high near 70, clear tonight, low near 48, and then Saturday, just perfect weather, sunny skies with a high near 74. A little bit of frost this morning. I think there was a frost advisory, it was up until 9 o'clock, so that has gone by the wayside. It was a little cool, I know, driving in. Now, usually I joke with Joel that I have my windows down when I'm driving. Windows weren't down this morning.
I would think not.
Not at all.
Not until at least the heat kicks on a little bit. That's pretty chilly.
Yeah, so I did not have the windows down or the sunroof open today, that is for sure. But just a great start to the week. And they're calling for a slight chance of rain Saturday night and into Sunday. But right now, just very slight chances. So if you have plans this weekend, you should be in pretty good shape if you want to head to, you know, Van Buren Acres or Duplers or, you know, Pigeon Roost, whichever, you know, of the pumpkin patches you like to go to. It should be a decent day. I've yet to buy mine. I'm going Monday night, taking my little brother. We're going to go buy him, and then I'm sure that night we'll do some carving of the pumpkins, he and I. I've already warned him that I'm not very good at it.
Evidence from last year would suggest that is very true.
So I told him, I said, you may want to ask the wife to help you with those. So we'll see how that's going to go. I just did the whole thing to me is just, well, say it's not the most fun I've ever had.
Yeah.
Because one, I don't like to get stuff on my hands anyway. So I got him now to, I can take the top off and he can get the goo out.
Nice.
So, but yeah, I don't like that.
And so, then, I mean, do you at least save the seeds and roast the seeds and stuff like that?
We used to.
Yeah.
Again, it'll be up to him. If he wants to do that, we will. Okay. I mean, we used to do that with one of the boys, and especially my nephew, when he would come over, we would do that. Yeah. So, but that doesn't bother me then at that point, because I just have him throw them all on the thing and then.
Yeah. She would, garlic salt.
Yeah. The wife would season them a little bit.
Right on.
Then I'd eat it. But again, I don't like to pull the stringy stuff out. No, that doesn't work well for me. So that's what I got him for this time around.
Well, so little hands, little pumpkins.
Well, he's about to find out just how bad a pumpkin carver I am, because you know, and everybody else who saw him last year. Are we doing that this year?
Haven't heard.
I have not. Yeah,
haven't gotten any orders or memos.
I will be sick that day. I'm just telling you right now, I don't think I want to get involved in that again. It was just going to be another TV screen. Just a big old block on my thing. I'm not going to try to go fancy, though. I mean, I tried to do the ND, and I was doing really well until I got to the bottom of the N, and then things just fell apart.
Patience is a strong suit for some.
Not for me.
Not.
No.
For double D.
Not so much.
Nope.
No, and I think Bree won last year, did she not, with her kitten?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I know I got quite a few votes because just people felt some sympathy for me. So,
yes,
you know,
sympathy is exactly right.
Quite a few votes, and I don't know if you looked on our sister station, you and I do the cool question of the day, and my youngest son is getting married, yeah, probably sometime next year, I'm almost sure, and he wants a big wedding. She does not. The fiance just wants a nice small wedding. He is getting blasted on Facebook. I mean, I don't know if you've seen it. I just, because, I mean, this has just set off the text from my family. It is just hilarious.
Well, it's all happy wife, happy life stuff.
Yes.
So if your wife is like, let's do this, don't be a doofus, do this. It's not hard.
Well, he is, as my one son, my oldest son said, this might be one of the worst ratios I've ever seen. And he put a skeleton's face on it. Mm-hmm. So, again, you can go to our Facebook page at Cool 101.7 and chime in on this. But she does not want the big wedding. He does. And we've been trying to tell him, like, don't do it. Just let this slide. Let her have this one. It's her day. I mean, most, you hear that all the time. It's the bride's day.
Of course it is.
So I'm just like, just let this slide. So he has not responded yet. And I keep waiting for what he's going to say. He has not said anything just yet.
I don't blame him. Lay low.
That's exactly
Lay low,
right.
Let it pass.
Just
and then feign ignorance.
Pretend it wasn't even there, bud. Just kind of
right.
Let it go.
That's
so
right.
It's just funny. You know, it's so funny how everybody thinks different. I mean, it's just he wants to have the big wedding because he just wants to celebrate. And I get it. I totally understand it. I get where he's coming from. But when the fiance says, no, I'd rather use that money to buy our first house or maybe take a nice vacation, a honeymoon. Okay, I get that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because what, $35,000 you said is what the average price of a wedding is, right? That's average.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he's got a money-growing tree somewhere that I don't know about, and I got to go pick leaves for him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, if it was that easy, I would say big wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. I mean, if you have – and again, I'm not telling people not to do it. Personally, for me, that's not my bag. You had a pretty good-sized wedding.
It was decent.
Yeah. And we were at the courthouse, so it's just whatever you like. But he better, as you say, lie low for a while because I don't think it's going to work out too well for him.
Doesn't seem like it.
No, not at all. I just was checking, poking around online and looking at some of these pictures from Hurricane Milton. It's just how anybody, and I think right now it's 15 to 16 people have lost their lives between the hurricane. And I think people forget this, too, the hurricane and the tornadoes, because some of the tornadoes, wow, some of the damage they did.
Yeah, and it was weird because some of those popped up on the eastern coast. I have an aunt and uncle that live on the Gulf side, migrated over to avoid the storm surge and hurricane winds and all that stuff. But there were tornadoes all around them. Thankfully, they survived. Thankfully, their property is okay today. But, there was like 45 tornadoes in one day. And they say usually they spawn up the EF0s and EF1s, the weaker tornadoes, which, you know, tornado's a tornado. But they said there was some wedge tornadoes, some EF2s and 3s, big time stuff.
Yeah, it's we were watching the news last night, and you see this all the time. But, again, it just your mind is boggled by it. I mean, they were showing these, and I mean, I'm not saying they were yachts, but they were big boats. These weren't little John boats that were up in yards and, you know, moved down streets. And it's just the devastation. You know, they had one of the news reporters was standing, and he was almost to the roof, and he was standing on sand.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much had built up in the one yard. And the wife and I are just looking at each other like, what do you do? I mean,
get your shovel out and start shoveling.
You're going to be shoveling a while.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, wow, it was, it's impressive on one hand what Mother Nature can do, but it's so sad on the other because obviously here's people's lives that now, you know, have nothing. And in an odd way, you know, tornadoes, hurricanes, they're all bad. So I say this, not to sound, what are you talking about? But in an odd way, if your home was destroyed by a tornado, you have a better chance of getting the insurance from what everybody's reading about how hard it is to get insurance for flood insurance.
Yeah, they say do not use the word flood at all, ever, in any claim. Rain, you know, anything except flood. Because as soon as you say flood, X marks the spot.
Yeah.
So it's all, you know, wind-aided rain and all those things to try to get your claim to go through. And to navigate that, it's got to be mind-numbing, especially given the pain and suffering of property loss before it.
Yeah. And again, there you watch some of this and how it's unfolding down there. And we were watching, you know, that. So let me just say again, to first responders, God bless you. I mean, because, you know, they don't get to go home. They got to be ready to go. And I don't know how many we saw quite a bit of this, you know, out on their boats, pulling people out of the water. They had some 15-year-old kid that was holding onto a tree or something. Just pulling them up out of the water. And I just can't imagine what that's like. One moment you're, you know, everything is fine. The next minute, everything you ever owned is just gone. I mean, just gone. And like a lot of them said, you know, we can replace stuff. You can't replace people.
Correct.
So, again, if it's only, I shouldn't say only, but right now it's, I think, 15 or 16 deaths. I haven't seen anything else since then.
Yeah, well, I mean they talk about really dodging the bullet.
Yep.
I mean, you know, the storm surge they thought was going to be epic in Tampa Bay largely sidestepped that. I know my mother-in-law's down in Sarasota, weathered it, handled it pretty well from what I hear. So the storm surge just didn't bear out like they thought. And that's what can be very devastating. And then, it went from a Category 5 to a 4 to a 3 at landfall. So that helped a little bit as well. You know, Ron DeSantis, you know, like him or hate him, had, reports are 50,000 linemen ready to go. So the rewiring effort is already underway. You know, a lot of that debris field was already a debris field. So it's just kind of redding it back up and reascertaining where you go. But, again, the devastation is significant, flooding and the wind in that. But, again, to have sidestepped what earlier in the week was massive storm.
Yeah.
Massive storm.
Well, you think about, you know, Helene comes through, what, a week ago, a week before this one, or a week and a half before this one, and they still had piles of stuff that they wanted to get picked up and taken out of there. That just gets strewn everywhere again now. So now you got that plus what happened from Milton. You know, I don't remember who says, well, this is going to take months to recover. I'm like, months? This is going to take years to recover. Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know if you've seen the picture of Tropicana Field. That is, I mean, what are you going to do there? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to take forever. And I've known they've wanted a new stadium down there, but this is not the way they wanted to go about getting it. Now, thankfully, they're not playing anything in there because baseball season's over for Tampa Bay. They didn't get to the postseason, but still, what a mess. I mean, you know, you talk about Governor DeSantis. Well, Governor DeWine has already sent some airmen, Ohio National Guard, down there. They have that reciprocal deal with some other states like North Carolina, Florida, where they can say, hey, we need help. So he's mobilized more and more guard members to go down there. So I know people are pitching in. You talked about the picture of utility trucks. I've seen pictures where on the expressway, that's all you see is utility trucks driving down there. And I know there are folks here just locally who are doing something. There's a sheriff's office. I know they took some supplies down to Asheville, North Carolina. So, I mean, everybody pitches in when something like this happens. So,
it sure seems like it. And, you know, there's all kinds of efforts still ongoing. I mean, Red Cross leads them. United Way leads them. So there's ways some people just pick up. And, you know, my cousin, he's packing up his truck and he's just going down to help. So,
again, it's amazing. There was a picture when Helene hit. I don't know if you saw it with the guy that has mules. And he had them all packed up, and he was going up into the places where folks can't get to them. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when you can do something and you have the way and the means to do it, go ahead and do it. You talked about the Red Cross. They're in need of volunteers. They're in need of blood donations. So there's a lot of ways, if you can't get down there to help out, that you certainly can do that. You can make monetary donations as well to the Red Cross, Salvation Army. They're always on the ground. So prayers go out to all those folks that are down there dealing with that, hopefully. They can get back on their feet as soon as possible. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Friday morning, great looking start to the weekend. Mostly sunny skies, high right around 70. Clear skies tonight, and then tomorrow sunny with a high near 74. So if you're heading out to high school football tonight, you may want to take a sweater, jacket. I know a lot of folks love to pack the blankets. You see them early in the season, you're thinking, why are they packing blankets? Well, they sit on them. Now they won't be sitting on them. I think they'll be up and
at least
used.
One layer on top, a layer or two underneath.
They'll be getting
especially
used.
If you got metal bleachers.
No doubt about it. Tonight we'll be over to Licking Valley and Granville, myself and Rennie Frazier calling the action. And this is one, Joel, that, well, I'd tell you what, Rennie's gets excited for the games anyway, but my man is pumped up. He's been coming up here almost every day. Can't wait. I'm like, yeah, let's go. This is it. This is the two big dogs going at it.
Yeah. So is this the decider?
They've still got a couple games left, but whoever wins this game has put themselves in really good shape to win the Licking County League Cardinal Division, Big Boy Division.
There you go.
You get Granville comes in at 7-0, Licking Valley 6-1. Their only loss was an overtime at home to West Muskingum. And Valley has just been putting up numbers that a lot of folks are like, whoa, that's a high school team. So this could be an interesting one tonight. I was talking with a deputy sheriff the other day, and he's like, you know, he's in the Lakewood area. He goes, yeah, we usually have presence at these games. He says, we're going to have extra people at that game because just to have to deal with the traffic and everything. I mean, I'm not saying there's anything going to happen nefarious, but there'll be so many cars out there. And I know your son ran track. I don't know if he was ever running over at Licking Valley.
Oh, yeah.
It can get crowded quickly.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, real.
It's a little off the beaten path. A great facility, though.
Oh, beautiful. Phenomenal. Yeah, beautiful facility. So that should be a lot of fun tonight those two teams get at it. We'll have the pregame at 6:45 and the kickoff come your way at 7. And the weather this year, other than the Newark-Zanesville game where we got delayed a half an hour because of lightning, it has been unbelievable for high school football. Mm-hmm. I mean, just absolutely perfect weather for high school football. And tonight, again, be a little bit cool, but I'm sure the kids won't mind that. I go back to the first week we did Valley and Sheridan, and that second half, I bet you every other play was somebody going down with cramps. I don't think they're going to have to deal with that tonight.
No.
I wouldn't think.
Just hope they got plenty of hot chocolate and coffee ready in the concession booth.
Well, I know this.
Hot popcorn. hot dogs. Make sure there's plenty of hot.
Yeah, I know this. Dan Hoover, who is the court system here in Licking County, he graciously donates his time, and God bless him, too. I mean, he doesn't have a kid playing. He doesn't have a girl, a cheerleader. He just goes down and he cooks the sausages and stuff. And he says, hey, well, we go through a ton when we have just a regular game. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to ask him how many goes through tonight, because tonight will be a lot of people getting that. Right. They have their chicken, chicken noodles and all that. Yeah, anything hot tonight I think is going to go pretty
I think
quick.
It will be a good seller, so stock up, stock up, stock up.
So it should be a lot of fun. There's other games throughout the area as well, but this one tonight, this is the one everybody's been pointing toward, and I can't wait to get over there and call that game tonight. Then, tomorrow, there's this Buckeyes and Ducks game, Bucks and Ducks, as you like to call it, at 7:30, and I can't imagine that that's not going to be one of the highest-rated games all weekend when these two get together.
Well, I mean, you got Provenance, you got Oregon's new in the league. You've got it's hype city for the Buckeyes and all the guys that came back wanting the natty. So, I mean, literally every week, everything's on the line.
Mm-hmm.
So when you've got that and you've got Ryan Day doing his cool talk, yeah, they're pretty good. They got a good defense and their quarterback puts up some numbers and all that stuff. It just adds to the fuel. So, yeah, plus prime time, 7:30.
That's right.
I mean, it's all good.
They're going to get all the eyeballs will be on them. I mean, I know there's other games at that time, but I would have to think, people always say, well, outside of Columbus and, Eugene, anybody care? Yeah, I think a lot of people. After what saw last week with the number
with the
one.
Carnage of upset city.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you can't really point to this as being an upset.
No.
I mean, 2-3, you're not real high on Oregon. But, I mean, this it could go either way and everybody be like, fine. And probably the loser doesn't drop too much and the winner doesn't go up too much and blah, 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 blah. But huge game.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. Huge. As you look down the line. I mean,
and if Ohio State wins, when Ohio State wins, and Penn State, and given all the other monkey business, I mean, that game could be a 1-2, a 2-3, and all that stuff. So, again, they just keep getting better.
Yeah, and, I've been bouncing back and forth trying to see what the line is for this game on Saturday night, and it's been right around 3.5 to 2.5, so I've been saying roughly 3-point favorite, Ohio State. And, I could see this coming down to being a very – now, as you mentioned, I'm not a big fan of the Ducks. I just – sometimes I think they're a paper line. I don't think they're as good as everybody says they are.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find out now. Now, again, I didn't think that a few years ago when they came in here to Columbus and beat us.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, is that something that, in the back of everybody's minds, hey, they did it to us, let's go do it to them? I'm sure it's been brought up.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sure it's been brought up.
For sure.
So it ought to be a lot of fun with that. And then you have to go through the pain and agony of watching the Browns and Bengals. Well, you don't have to watch them. But you have to go through the pain and agony if you do, especially the Browns.
Even the Browns fans have to be off this team.
Oh.
They have to be.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's a tradition. It's a way of life. You learn it from your dad. You have pain and suffering. It's just, but I mean, this is a special, unique, burdensome, awful kind of pain this year. I mean, it's just, it's almost unprecedented.
It's hard to believe that, they did get a win earlier in the season because the way they're playing is just that game last week.
But just all the baggage with Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
Just, I mean, it's mind-numbing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different from the Bengals.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bengals played a heck of a game this last week and just got beat. I mean, Joe Burrow said I had to have a perfect game. He didn't. He threw one pick, but the rest of it was pretty flawless. And even he's like, what do I got to do?
Yeah,
the Browns are the polar opposites of that. The polar opposites.
Yeah, there's not been And again, that game last week, I mean, you just had the feeling when Washington scored their first touchdown, and you're like, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it is over.
Yeah.
I mean, you had that feeling. It was just going to be, that's it. They're done. And it's a mess right now. I mean,
they got to stop putting all their money in the quarterback position.
Or put it wisely into a quarterback.
Well, and start building the team.
Yeah.
You can't build a team with one guy. I mean, they proved it how many times now?
Well, and the only thing I will say to their credit, they've had a lot of injuries early in the season, especially along that offensive line. And that was the one place you could not have those injuries, because Watson just hasn't – he doesn't look anything like the quarterback his first couple of years in Houston. I mean, nothing. I mean, not even close, because when he was down there, everybody's like, oh, my goodness, this is the next Hall of Famer.
Well, off-field distraction is all you got to know about that.
Yep.
I mean, how many more women are going to come forward? Don't know, but gee, many Christmas.
And he just settled one case, so, you know, the latest one that came out. So, yeah, it's a mess. So, enjoy your football tonight. Tune in and listen to us. If you're not going to the game, we'll have Licking Valley and Granville. Again, pregame at 6:45, kickoff at 7. So tune into that one. And then over the weekend, of course, you're going to have Ohio State and Oregon Saturday night. Should be a lot of fun. Kickoff is right around 7:30 for that.
It'll be fun if they win.
Yeah, well, that is true. I mean, again, and I'm the one that, when it comes to my teams, I don't care how big you win, just win. That's important to me. But, boy, I'd like to just see them go out there and put a thump on them. I really would like to see that. They're beating everybody anyway. I mean, they got the best defense in the country now. The schedule hasn't been too tough, so we'll find out. But I just go out there and beat them. I mean, beat them down and just give them a hello to the Big Ten. We love you. We'll see you next year or the year after that.
Right,
that's what I'm looking for.
I like the attitude.
From the Buckeyes. Let's get it done on Saturday night.